I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Real Salt Lake puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
KSL's unrivaled, the teams you live for, the sports you love. Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery on KSL News Radio.
All right, welcome back. It is KSL's unrivaled. Alex Keery, Scott Mitchell, thanks for being with us. Boy, we got a lot to talk about today. There's so many things that are going on when it comes to the state of sports, because we don't know what we're in at this point, Scott.
It's getting cray-cray out there.
Did you hear that from the kids?
The kids
taught me about the term cray-cray. We got to start the show off here with our 8:05 cut with the updates as to whether or not the college football season is going to go off as normal. We're not sure yet. The Ivy League has made their decision about what their fall sports look like. It's right now on the show.
The cut at 8:05. The unquestioned, undeniable, unrivaled top sports story of the hour. Here's what made the cut.
All right, so a couple things here. So I'm going to start first with the so the Ivy League has announced today, and this wasn't a shock because we were waiting. They said last week they were going to have a an announcement today, whether or not they're going to go off with their fall sports. And they came back today, and not a surprise, because they're not doing any online schooling, or they're not doing any in-person schooling this summer, this year. In the fall, they're going all online. And so that makes sense that they would say their decision with sports is they're not going to have fall sports. The Ivy League is not the FBS level of college football. They don't need... One, they don't make nearly as much money as any of these other guys do when it comes to football and other sports. So there's a difference right there. But when you hear, Scott, that the Ivy League is canceling their fall sports, does this net then, the fear that I have is that it then pushes everybody to start thinking about the idea of, okay, do we all have to start making some moves to see something happen for the fall sports to be pushed to spring, or seeing at least a late start to the college football season?
I think it's concerning that someone started to do this. Like, someone made a definitive decision.
They were the first ones to do their conference basketball tournament.
About just stopping and just saying no. Now, the Ivy League schools are probably the only schools that still view college athletics as like student athletes, so that these really are, kind of every
sports
other
come second. Yeah.
Every other program goes, no, we need sports. It's a massive revenue generator. So they may look at it different. Where it starts to get me nervous, it's like it's the domino effect. So all of a sudden you go, okay, here's the Ivy League, but then you go, what's going to happen with this NBA season? And it's feels like it's shaky now. And then you've got the MLS soccer, and kind of that's a little haywire. And then you've got all these Major League Baseball players that are complaining and about the season, and are we going to finish this? And then if you continue to see these spikes, like in Utah, of cases, and in Florida, and other parts of the country where, you know, I mean, Arizona is another one, which is part of the Pac-12, and you get California, and you see these spikes, and then the Pac-12, like you said, ends up doing something really ridiculous. That's where you get concerned. Someone's done it. Someone's canceled the football season. I don't care if it's Ivy League or not. It's all of a sudden raised eyebrows, because now everyone's starting to talk about it. I mean, Mark Harlan's like, Larry Brown, the commissioner of the Pac-12, is like,
Larry Scott.
Larry Brown's a basketball coach.
Yeah. He's probably also concerned about it. No, but Larry Scott has said, and Larry Scott is the commissioner of the Pac-12, has been one of these guys who, in the Pac-12, that's what worries me too, Scott, is that the Pac-12 now has started thinking again back to this idea of conference-only schedule. And I could see them pulling the trigger on that because they don't want to mess around with anything else. They just say, well, that'll get us, that'll buy us another 4 weeks, right? That'll get us to another spot. And it'll allow us some flexibility to be able to even maybe move the schedule up and down or maybe even change some venues here. Speaking of changing venues, BYU was supposed to play just outside of Chicago against Northern Illinois at SeatGeek Stadium. And they've moved that to one of your favorite places. Back to DeKalb, Illinois.
Oh.
Playing at Old Husky Stadium there.
Oh,
in all yeah. in front. And you know what you're not going to have
calling
there?
Calling it a stadium is a really stretch. It's a very it's liberal like, term well, on, gonna, on what the description have, of this place
but
is.
Whatever's going to happen, you know that the state requirement for gathering of a lot of people is not going to be met there because Husky Stadium is pretty small. But
it's not a stadium.
I know. Husky Field.
It's like
is,
some portable bleachers. It looks like something you'd see at the state fair.
So yeah. So that got moved. That was another thing that happened today over concerns over COVID-19. And so you're seeing some of these things moved around. And that's a game that's happening late October. And you're seeing teams have to have this discussion about what is going to happen to the season. If the Pac-12 goes to a conference-only schedule, I'm telling you, BYU is going to be in a bad spot because then they're having to fill three spots on their schedule, their last game of the season, and two of their first four games have to be moved. So you're talking about big money that's gone. You're talking about big viewership gone. And same thing for the Pac-12. These are important games for Utah and BYU is an important game. Arizona State and BYU is a big game. Stanford and BYU is a big game. These are important games for the networks, and these are important games for the people that are involved.
I got a question for you.
Yeah.
Just hit me. So let's say the Ivy League says no.
They did. They already said
right.
no. Yes,
right.
today.
So they say no. And what if you're a player like uh-huh. in an Ivy League school? And I understand you're there for the education and all that stuff. What if you're like a really good player? What if you kind of
happens,
one of those?
Yeah.
Right? I mean, they've had NFL players come from Ivy League schools.
Superman, Dean Cain played at Princeton.
What if these players start like massively entering the transfer portal?
Oh yeah,
because they go like, wait a minute.
Well,
I mean, what if you have these Pac-12 schools?
Yeah, that's a good question. What about eligibility?
Players?
What about eligibility?
Right.
Eligibility at all?
Right.
Because transfer portal, it's a no brainer. They're going to grant them the ability to transfer.
Right.
And they'll grant them the ability to transfer right now.
Right.
Right.
And you go, hey, I can't play at Utah, but I can go play at Texas because they're still open, or I can play at, you know, Alabama or one of those schools. And all of a sudden you have all these guys. It's their last year. And they go, I didn't get a football season.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. And then all of a sudden, and what would that look like?
Because they give them an extra year next year?
I don't know. I would think they'd have to. I think if they cancel the season.
Could you imagine having to put off?
But it'd have to be everyone. Because what about the schools that didn't cancel it? I mean, it's like, I don't know. It just seems interesting that could be a real problem that they haven't dealt with.
I see this, and maybe people can respond and give us their thoughts on it. With the Ivy League canceling their fall sports, are other conferences in the big football conferences, are they going to follow suit? Do you think that Utah and the Pac-12 are going to have a normal season? 57500 is the text number. You can weigh in, give us your thoughts. Coming into the studio, next segment is Dave McCann from KSL5 Television, also, of course, BYU TV. BYU Media Day is coming up in less than 2 weeks now, or in just about 2 weeks. And I'm interested to see what BYU's plan is, if they have one, or if they've talked about it, with these guys who are involved in putting these games together, guys like Dave McCann. I want to know what they've talked with them about, or if it's something that we're going to end up having to find out, or if we won't find out until it actually happens. Stay with us. More to go. It is KSL's Unrivaled on KSL News Radio. Stay with us.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are. And this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.